Y'all, season 2, episode 1, Greenleaf, A House Divided.
Hey.
Hey, you gotta love that pillow.
I know.
The vocals right here. Kirk Franklin wants to be a rapper so bad.
Oh, man. God.
But I like his little Millie Rock, but he's coming out.
Man, what is a Sunday without Kirk Franklin?
Okay.
Right. It's like when you can't play The Who or Migos.
Right.
And then you balance it.
But it keeps you.
Yeah. Although you might throw in some curse words because you're not really sure.
Right. Because that beat drops and you're just like, all right, I'm here.
Like, Kirk Franklin is like the architect of like
hip, yeah. He definitely is.
I'm gonna download this song.
I know.
Hey. All right, y'all. It's like we're just gonna play it on repeat for the hour.
Right.
Hope you got the Holy Ghost. Get
right.
me out.
Right. Good.
So, welcome. This is Greenleaf season 2. My name is TK Trinidad, and we have a full panel. Let's all introduce ourselves.
I'm Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
And my name is Raquel Harris. You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
I am Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
The sound, though.
I know, right? We jamming.
All right. Greenleaf. So, okay, so I think we all binge-watched season 1, right?
Yes.
Or have you seen it before?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so we all binge-watched season 1 because there's just too much content out there. So we it's very current and fresh.
Mm-hmm. Very fresh.
Yes. So now we're starting season 2. So I figure we just go by like each character.
Yes.
So we'll just start off with the main character, Grace. Mm-hmm. So what do you guys think of... So we ended the season, she kind of uncovered some stuff, and she thought... the TV, you just...
Child.
We just want to open and close. But we thought she uncovered some stuff. Mac is going to jail. And then all of a sudden, Mac...
He brings himself out. He gets out of his jam because he's the one that really has all the connections.
Yes.
In all of the entire season. And now we obviously see with this episode introing into the second season, he still has his plugs.
Right.
Yeah.
And like he had told Gigi... You don't know all the gospel that I have on everyone in this town.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. And he literally pulled everybody by their coattails, like, nope, got your bar.
Yeah.
It's crazy because I'm like, wow. Like, and then I just feel like, at some point, did anyone not think that this was going to catch up to them at all?
I think they figured that because, it's Jesus.
Right.
Jesus is supposed to be doing everything. He's supposed to do the right thing. Like, Jesus was going to... Because you saw him praying in the cell season 1.
Right.
So he thought, he learned his lesson. But no, this is...
No. I will say, I like Gigi a lot. Because when Greenleaf first came on, I did not think I was going to like the show.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because I'm not a church-going person.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt just like Gigi. So when the scene where Gigi in season 1 sits at the table and she tells her family, like, I'm spiritual.
Right.
But I don't really go... And that's how I felt with my family. So
LA.
On the show, I'm very spiritual. I have a connection with God, but I don't have to go to church.
And the earth.
Absolutely.
In the earth, and I love the people,
absolutely.
And I love nature.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I felt. So when I first started watching the show, and the first episode came on, I'm like, wow, I actually like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I connected with Gigi, and Gigi wanted to come back, and Lord, she done opened up Pandora's box, Mac's box.
Yeah.
I like Gigi a lot.
I love her persona this episode because I really felt like this could have broken her, Mac being free.
Yes.
And it just steeled her resolve.
Yes.
Like, she just was like, okay, it's war.
Yeah.
So I really like that aspect of her personality.
What I do like about, because I don't know if you remember back in the day when they had like kind of church-esque shows.
Right.
What I do like about this show, which is good and bad depending on what side you fall on, is that it showcases that we're all human and we all make mistakes whether we go to church or not.
Yes. Absolutely.
We all struggle with something. Like,
amen.
Absolutely. You had Jacob, he was sleeping with
Alexa. That was a great
But I'm so happy that they're like rekindling and they're like getting their relationship.
That's only temporary.
No. I mean, from what we see right now. I feel like, I was happy. I mean, obviously, she kind of has to get her like revenge, I guess, which is unfortunate. But, and that was definitely a concept to me that I feel like I'm trying to, because I grew up in the church.
Mm.
So I try to, just as a good person and aside from being a Christian, I want to have that forgiving aspect.
Right.
But I just don't know if I would be able to bring that into a marriage. I feel like I would be like, divorce.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But like we need that, though. We need
absolutely.
Yeah, we need a good relationship.
Yeah,
of course.
But where was she going? Like, I think one thing about, like, at first I couldn't stand her character,
right.
Jacob's wife. I forgot her name.
Carissa.
Carissa. Mm-hmm. Couldn't say Carissa at first, but then I thought about it. I'm like, you know, Carissa kind of has the power. She kind of has, excuse my language, Jacob's balls in her hand. And I think she knew that, and she wanted to use that against him. And, you know, once Alexa was gone, they were able to rekindle their relationship, but I don't think that's going to be like...
See, I don't know. I think the total opposite. I think she was just trying to, you know, she went to university, and if you remember the scene in season one, she was talking about how her dad said, you know, you have to be the best out of everybody to get a green leaf boy, all this other stuff, and that was her intention because she had a goal. So she's just, like, using him. And I don't necessarily think, like, there's power in both sides of it, but it's just kind of like she wasn't going to go anywhere.
Yeah, that's I'm like, where is she going? They live in this big mansion. Where are they going?
She wanted the idea of being a power couple.
So absolutely.
And she was willing to put up with that dirt as long as he was correct at home.
Absolutely.
It's just he started taking texts at the dinner table, and he's like, she's like, no.
And when you're a devout Christian, that's your belief. You believe that, okay, if I'm married to you, it's...
But she was ready to have a foursome.
Yeah, do you remember that?
Yeah, but see, and that's why I was like, this is just, everything's just everywhere. Like, you really are just kind of going back on your morals, like how you thought about marriage, what you thought about a relationship, like what you thought about commitment. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, like, I just don't know. Like, you really...
How long have you been in L.A. for?
Yeah, like, wait
a minute. I'm, you know, I am the traditional Midwestern girl.
How long have you been in L.A. for?
I've been in L.A. for 2 years, but I went to school in Chicago, so I've gotten my little dose of the entertainment industry.
LA's entertainment.
No, LA, I'm very open to whatever like type of relationship people want to do. I know what I want for myself, at the same time, but I mean, that's why I'm saying, regardless of me being a Christian woman, if someone cheats on me, I'm sorry, I'm cutting it dry. And
the thing about like these women, like you notice that they do crazy things just to get something out of it.
Absolutely,
like Carissa was getting ready to get it popping on that foursome just because.
And she's invested because she's got a kid, you know.
Right, so like, exactly. Yeah,
it's not as simple as like we're in a relationship, it's over.
Right. Yeah. And on top of that, I feel like she also felt like, well, I mean, you've already cheated on me. It's not like you really care about me that much. And then I feel like that moment on last season when he was like, no, I don't want to share you with anyone else. I know.
Jacob tried it.
I know. Yeah. But it was weird.
It's still a moment of like I care for you enough that I don't completely not care.
Was he really care for her?
Exactly.
Maybe he just doesn't want to share his toy.
Okay.
But whenever a guy feels like that, it's because he cares.
And absolutely, kinda, right? I agree.
That made me happy though to see that this couple and Carissa was getting her little flirt on, and I was like, all right, girl, gotta go get that foursome. And to see Jacob like sweat, and he was like, no, I'm not sharing you. And I was like, all right, now you're being just selfish.
See, right? She did that on purpose.
She did that because she knew damn well she wasn't going to.
Yeah, yeah. At that point. And then she had to take it. She wasn't.
They did have some chemistry though. I thought she might have. Carissa was
And he was cute.
Yeah. Like, hello, Carissa. And Jacob was like, wait a minute. Whoa. I don't want to share you. But Jacob, you and Alexa.
Yeah.
Bro.
In the church.
They were getting it in everywhere.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah.
So.
it's too much.
It's too much. I'm watching this and I'm like, because. I'm gonna leave that story alone because I have church stories for days.
I was like, wait a minute, what stories you got?
Usually the most interesting stories come from church.
It is. Like, I was also raised in the church as well until I lost the tambourine and.
Really? Wow, that's interesting.
Sorry, Gren. But I remember, like, even I have family in New York. My cousin grew up in the church. Well, yeah, she probably doesn't watch this. My cousin grew up in the church. I remember her, like, she was telling me how she was making out with boys and stuff like that. Like, so many different things happen in the church. And so when I watch this, I'm just like, how much of it is true?
Right.
Yeah. Because you only write from experience, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, all this stuff. And then it really just, like I said before, it really just showcased... We're human.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The more human we are, the more human that we show, the more that you can relate to the people.
Yeah. Right. And no matter, and it doesn't have to happen in a church. It's just that's the platform. That's where you're growing up with.
And that's why I think I became a fan of the show. Because again, going in, I was like, oh, it's a church show. I don't know. But as I'm watching it, I'm like, damn, this is real. Because like you said, it doesn't have to be in a church. Like, just this family is a predominant family.
Yeah.
And they're from the church. And I just love how human they are. Mm-hmm. Because literally everyone in that family is going through
this. Yeah. That's what I love about what Bishop said. He said, I don't preach perfection. I preach grace.
Okay.
You know? And that's like the ultimate, you know?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Right. I mean, because it could be a summer camp. It could be a family business. Yeah. It just so happens that it's happening in a church and that's their lifestyle. So.
But that's the problem though. So, because he said, like you said, he preaches perfection. He doesn't preach perfection, but he preaches grace.
Yeah.
And then he said that he'd never lie to her again. Mm. Yeah. Although there's something going on between him and Mavis.
I feel like they had a past relationship.
Well, they definitely had a past relationship. They referenced it like season one. They definitely definitely had something that
I think he was doing her, and then Lady May came around.
And he got the bougie sister. And married the bougie sister and couldn't marry Mavis. And I was like, okay.
That's what it seems like.
And I feel like
they
still have that connection where he still cares about Mavis.
Maybe it was like, maybe Mavis got involved with alcohol or something. Because it seems like maybe her abusive stuff is
shattered their relationship.
Yeah, but that's still messed up. Why are you going to go from one sister to the other?
But that happens.
But they do that. Okay, I was just going to say, welcome to LA.
I will say a personal story, nothing crazy, but my grandfather, I know they're not watching. My grandfather and grandmother, the way they got together is because when my grandfather came to the house, he was actually talking to my aunt first. Yeah. My aunt wasn't into my grandfather because they're from New York. My grandfather's super country from North Carolina.
Yeah.
So when my aunt met him, she was like, oh no, he's too much. And he met my grandmother. And then my aunt hooked him up. She was like, you guys would be better together.
Yeah.
And then they got married and had two kids.
Oh, but he wasn't really dating her, like your aunt.
Yeah. They were dating and going on dates. He would come to the house from my aunt. And then he got into my grandmother.
Yeah, it's not like, let's not even get into it.
Right.
Well, let's dig deeper.
But it's like,
Family Greeley? No.
I'm weak. Family Greeley?
But stuff like that happens.
Yeah, it does. It does.
I mean, sometimes you only see the ratchet side of it on like these talk shows on like the, when they were out, like the Ricky Lakes and the Jenny Joneses and now the Maury.
Yeah.
But stuff like that really.
Obviously, because it's being portrayed in a show.
I love my grandmother's story. She was just sitting on the porch. Granddaddy saw her, walked in the house, asked for her hand in marriage, and like a couple weeks they were there.
See, why can't that happen today?
Those are the days, right?
Why can't that happen?
Although she spent like he was older than her, and she like spent most of her life like single. I'm like, Grand, like when are you gonna get out? She's 98 now. So
God bless.
How? Come on, 98.
God bless. What? Shout out to Grand.
As the Greeks would say, God is good.
Okay.
All the time.
That wore me out.
It was like a hashtag. Yeah. I'm like,
wait, but then don't you say that in church? What church do you go here?
No. I say it. It just the constant recycling of it. Because because even when they were on the phone, you knew someone was saying God is good all the time. Like I was like, okay,
this I'm is like yes, God is
we
good.
We get
like,
it. Right. Yeah, it was like
hashtag.
They studied like a church setting. God is good all the time. It's just like good Lord.
Because even the kids joked about it. Zora and Sophia.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love Zora.
Me too.
Zora,
but she need.
Zora's my baby spirit. Animal.
She like, is, but she talk back too much, and I ain't got time for that. Because when Jacob was going into her room, and she was like, knock. Right. And she was like, I was like, girl.
I thought he was going to slap her at first.
But
you know, her parents, like, her mother's the principal. They want perfection from this kid. She's snorting Ritalin and Adderall, and they don't even
know. But she probably has straight A's.
And
she sees the hypocrisy of all of it. So she's grown up with this perfect family that she can see the hypocrisy.
Like they fight in front of the kids.
Yeah.
Like they're not like kids going. Like they legit fight in front of Zora and Sophia.
Yeah.
So these kids know what's up. But I like Zora. I like her. Yeah. Like, she's so sarcastic. Yeah.
That's fine. You wouldn't be talking about me.
True story.
We already know Isaiah James and that whole thing is going to be quite the story arc.
It's going to be something between. I think with Isaiah, he's going to. Zora likes him, but he's going to like Sophia.
Mm-hmm. I hope they don't like me.
Their teamwork is amazing and it's cute. And she calls her sister, even though that's her cousin.
Yeah,
I'm like,
you know,
there's gonna be baby drama. Yeah. With the baby.
I know. We got to go into their story now.
Yeah. Well, speaking of drama, Charity,
Lord.
Whoa. So the sad note is that you know she had the twins, and then this is not funny, but it is. It is funny. So her husband let her know that you know he's gay.
Mm-hmm. 20 years later Kevin,
and then you know she has. This is my beef with her in season one. It's just kind of like if I ask somebody for the truth, I'm already going to expect the worst.
Right.
So I don't know what she was expecting.
Yeah.
I think for her, she was, Charity, I think for her, she came to the whole thing like, you're lying to me because it's like, you knew you were gay before we decided to make a family.
Right.
Yeah.
And you married me and she laid in the bed and she's like, are you sure you want to do this? And he's like, yes.
Right.
Trying to hide his past. So I think that's where the lie for her
comes
from.
Yeah, but she wanted to too. Like, I mean.
She did.
If he had told her that he was gay before they went to have the kids.
Yeah.
I think she I think somewhere, like, I think she knew.
But I think when you're in love, your heart always hopes for the best and kind of believes in it, even if you know it's only a 2% chance. Right. Or,
but that's when you marry for the dream versus marry for the reality. Reality. Yeah. Because everybody carries baggage. And, like, when I date somebody, I'm like, I'm assessing your baggage first. Like, can I carry that?
Exactly.
That's all right, cool. Way to go.
Can I carry this baggage?
Yeah. And it's okay to have standards of what you do and don't want to deal with.
Yeah. Charity knew something. She thought it was a woman, but I think deep down she knew something was up. But I was like, Kevin's getting a little messy because he's like literally in front of people on like grinder, like so
you know when you're in the grocery store, people are looking over your shoulders, so he can't be
like in the living room on the couch. I'm like,
talking to Charity.
He's like, on grinder, left.
It's just like, don't play dumb. Like, and I didn't like the fact that, because if he wasn't gay, you're putting him on the couch for a reason that you're just assuming is an issue, or like you don't know what the issue is, you're just putting him on the couch.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, dude, just
he was
come
in his
out.
Phone too much. Yeah. And I think to her, she was like, what woman are you talking to? Yeah.
Okay.
But that's the problem though. It's just kinda like when you get, I don't condone this type of stuff, like all that other stuff, but you're gonna do it. Like, and you love that person, because he kept on saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. If you're going to do it, then do it on your own time.
Exactly. Right.
Don't do it when the person's like...
That's the thing I'm saying. I'm like, don't be disrespectful to her. Like, wait till you go home.
Friends.
Yeah.
You're in her family's home. He'd be even in church. I'm in church because I'm saying, like, what if it was work? What if it's not in church? Mm-hmm. He would be at work, and I'm like... Kevin!
Yeah.
And he's not even like acting on it. So it's just kind of like, okay, you're looking at these pictures, so now you're getting stimulated. Right. So what do you
But what I love is because the director of the homeless shelter knew, the two gay guys at the bar knew. Yeah. It's like everyone knew except Charity.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you vibe though. Like with anything, if you know, like, I mean, whether you're heterosexual or gay, you know when you vibe with someone.
Yeah.
So it's like immediately, it's like that the dude at the shelter.
Oh,
the dude at the shelter was like,
those long looks.
But he was respecting it and saying, you know, okay. So like he said, when they went to dinner, he was like, did we just come here just to come here? Like, come on.
We ain't about to go play PlayStation. Why are we here, Kevin?
I don't know why we're here.
I don't know.
I'm just here.
And I think that's the thing with a lot of men who are gay or on the down low. They fight that issue. They're like, I'm not gay because I didn't act on it. And that's what I like Charity says. She's like, you are what you are.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, that's what it is.
And that was accepting. That was a big step for her, especially as a church woman.
But it's like, I might get the story wrong, but I think Donnie McClurkin had that issue too.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
So, and I think he's straight.
No, he's not.
He could.
I personally don't believe that exists.
She said no, he's not.
He can tell that story all he wants to, and that's the thing with a lot of men, especially men of color. They fight that. They pray the gay away.
And these summits.
Men of color. Mike Pence, or is it Mike Pence?
Yeah,
Mike Pence.
Oh,
yeah,
he's into that too.
Yeah, you know. So it's like Donnie.
She said, no, he's not.
No, he's not straight.
Now, look, you can't look into Donnie's heart. You can't speak. You know,
who is Donnie?
Donnie McClurkin is that guy.
He's a sister.
He's this guy that keeps saying that he's prayed away his gayness in the church.
He's the one that said, singer. What did he say?
What was his line? He was there before Kirk Franklin.
Yes,
he was like after Shirley Caesar, before Kirk Franklin.
Love
Yolanda Adams. He's in that era.
Yeah,
and he has a sister too. I forgot what her name is. I'm gonna look it up.
See, my thing is just be like Charity said, just be you. It's not,
maybe he prayed it away. God is
That's
good.
What I'm saying. Y'all can't judge his heart.
Okay, so Kiki Boom Boom saying
he's not.
I feel like that conflicts with.
I mean, that's cute, and that's what if they.
She said that.
Somebody
cute.
Wants to believe that because they want to. They don't want to live their life, and they hide that, so they do the whole "I prayed it away, and I love you, and I don't lust after men anymore."
Right? Because I mean, it conflicts.
You may
with
not
the...
act on it, and you may not cheat on your wife, but you are what you are. Just come out and be happy.
Right? I just feel like it conflicts with the nature versus nurture argument with being gay. Like, I mean, because me personally, I feel like you're born gay. I feel like you're the same way you're born heterosexual. You know what
but
you
what
are.
What if Kevin likes both?
He could.
No, he could. Keep it real.
Right. But keep it real.
Just be honest with it. Like, it's regardless of, cause sexuality is very, very fluid. You do what you want to do, but
don't say that you're going to pray my gay away.
That sounds very, like, L.A.
Yeah.
Like
how is that in Midwest? Because I know in certain parts of the country, people, like, I feel like L.A., and I'm not, you know, I totally agree with you, but I feel like it's way more acceptable in places here versus like the Midwest down south.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't say that down south. They're going to be like, what?
Oh, no,
I
go
back to LA. I seen a very interesting documentary. I believe it was on HBO, and it was about lesbians from down south who were in the church, and they were having this problem with the whole I'm gay, but I love God, and I'm trying to pray it away. And it was very interesting because these are people down south who are struggling, and these are women in their 40s and 50s, and they're going to church and they love God and they think what they're doing is wrong. And I thought that was sad. I'm like maybe because I'm from the East Coast and I'm all like, you're born that way, love your life, live your
truth. I mean, going to high school, being gay was not a thing. You don't just outwardly just be gay. We did have people that we knew, like, we knew you're gay, but that's not something that you just do. But I also didn't see like a lot of different races until I went to Chicago. So I mean, for me, when I saw gay people, I was like, okay, boy or girl, be gay. Like, it's not a big deal. And it started, like, when Nicki Minaj...
Be gay.
No, really. When Lady... Because, I mean, I grew up, and once I started getting older, Nicki Minaj and Lady Gaga, once they came out, it was like, oh, I'm gay. Oh, I'm gay. Oh, I'm bi. Oh, I'm bi. And so that became like a... It became a social norm in the Midwest eventually, but it wasn't... We still weren't like...
Because a lot of people hide their truths because they're scared that they're going to get...
Oh, yeah. You know? They're going to get shunned. I mean, for me, I feel like that's why it became so comfortable for me to move out here. Because I've always been like, no, be gay, be you. Like, that doesn't... Yeah, and on top of that, even if I was against it, that has nothing to do with my lifestyle.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you being upset with someone else because they're living out their truth, why are you angry? Yeah.
But on the flip side, now Kevin wants to pray the gay away, then you should let Kevin pray the gay
away. That's why I said let Kevin, but he's asking Cherry to come with him.
She said, do that.
I'm like... But she's allowed. She's saying, hey, we're going to reconcile, so you got to be a part of that reconciliation.
God, but Charity's like, no. Yeah, if your own wife is saying, stop, you're praying the gay away, and you're a church woman, like, I don't know, that speaks volumes for a woman who, one, is married to you and says, live your truth. And now she's becoming good friends with Carlton, so it's like, I love it. I think Carlton,
well,
which is
almost a slap in the face to Kevin, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're so cool with these, like, very, very gay people. I'm trying to be, like, just a little bit gay.
Right.
That's because Carlton came out. He was out. Yeah. He's a comfortable man. Yeah. Kevin is the man she married. Yeah.
Right.
Sex with. They're her family.
Yeah. Right.
To her, he's been straight.
It's about betrayal. Right.
Carlton's her friend, so I think it's about betrayal. So I love that she's, like, best friends with Carlton and his boo. Right. Shout out to Cal from Living Single, who's now on the show.
Right? I was like...
You know him.
And I think it's funny because, you know, when she was trying to hire Carlton, Kevin felt, you know, like, no, this is going to be bad for the church. And she's like, no, it's not. Yeah. And that was just his own insecurities.
Yeah.
Right.
So see, but on the flip side, I mean, if she's...
But she's going to make a choice. Yeah, she needs to make
a choice. And then if you're going to kind of err on that side of, you know, being strict to the word and stuff like that, you're already married. Yeah. So if he's willing to do this... then you should be willing to help him out.
Right.
Go to the class. Like, he's asking you to go to the classes. She doesn't want to go to class. And then this new guy, who's actually very hot, Jabari Johnson.
Jabari.
Well, I thought he was gay initially.
I thought he was gay, too.
I sure didn't, but I can't wait till Rick Fox comes.
I thought he was gay until Kevin
episode.
Came in, and I was like, oh,
you can
okay.
You can feel the energy change real quick.
I'm like, okay, Charity.
So now do you think Charity is going to be with Jabari, or do you think Kevin and Jabari... Cause you got,
I think Charity and Jabari.
At first, I thought pregnant, he was gay. Though. Yeah.
Well, she just had birth.
Oh, yeah. He might be fluid. Maybe he's fluid. Maybe he hooks up with both of them.
You know, Greenleaf.
And the Greenleaf. Jabari sleeping with Kevin and Charity. I'm done.
They can just bring in Jacob.
Yeah. Because this first episode, it was a lot.
Yeah, like watching Lady May. Just teach her some tricks. Bring out the vibrator.
Teach her some tricks.
I don't know. I thought Jabari was gay at first, but then they were flirting, so I'm like, maybe he's into Charity.
Yeah.
Then what if it flips and then he ends up with Kevin?
But I don't know, the minute Kevin walked in, you could feel that, like...
And it could be bisexual. And he might, and like you said, he could be into both.
But there just seemed to be, like, an animosity.
Yeah. Right? He's like, can I talk to my wife?
I think he's just pissed off that she's paying more attention to everybody else, and he's trying.
Yeah.
And she's giving all her attention away.
Yeah.
And then this is the thing, though. She specifically asked him, okay, I'm putting you on the couch until you come, you know, come clean.
Right.
Or else you're gonna, you know, I'm gonna kick you out of the house. He finally comes clean, and now she's shutting him out. It's like...
I think she's trying to emotionally deal with it, though. I feel like, one, because of her pregnancy, she's already lost one child.
Right.
She's trying to mentally stabilize herself. Because that's a lot.
It looks like she's just trying to run away, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like she's trying to do anything.
Right. No, I think she's just shutting herself out.
I think she was expecting a woman. I think she was expecting for Kevin to be like, you know what, there is another woman I have to act. But the fact that he said, I'm having these feelings, he didn't say gay. She's like, are you gay? I think that's huge.
Right. Yeah. And because the bad thing about it is like a woman can compete with another woman. A woman can't compete with a man. That's a totally different dynamic that a woman is like, okay, you know, well, I can you straighten, you know, do my hair or I can, you know, put makeup on or whatever. But you can't do with a man. It's like,
I mean, women can compete with other women, but once either way, if somebody's cheating on you and they're emotionally with somebody else, it's a wrap. That's
well, I mean, I'm talking about like just if I'm like if a man the is not mindset. Attracted to yeah. you, right. you're not attracted to a woman, you're attracted to a man. So
my gay best friend, he's always trying to sleep in my bed. I don't know.
I made up with a few gay guys before.
Yeah.
No,
I you made out with a few gay guys. Did you know before?
Oh, after? Yeah.
The guys love me.
No, I think, yeah, it's true. Have you been to the Abbey?
Yes. And I'm from New York. I grew up in Boston, so, and, you know, I have a lot of gay friends. I have gay family members. Like, that's just been my life.
Right.
I'm from one of the most diverse cities where there's nothing. So, me, growing up and going to clubs, when we used to come to L.A. to visit, me and my girlfriends would go to West Hollywood purposely. Mm-hmm. Where can
that's
you go?
The fun's
at. The fun is in West Hollywood,
If you're a charity, you'd be good.
No, because you still lie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to go into it lying, but I know that me and my homies or your gang, we're having fun. I know I can kiss you. Good night. Bye. Mm-hmm. I know that you can buy me a drink and I can leave and you will not follow me at the end of the night.
Right.
And
yes.
we'll be good.
Yeah.
Whereas Charity married a man going into it thinking he was straight.
Yeah. Right.
That's the thing.
Right. And you see Charity's. That person as one way for a long period of time.
Kill
right.
Kevin.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, I'm trying to figure out like what I would do if I was Charity. Me being pregnant, I'd be pissed. That's honestly where
you're already stuck with somebody.
That's what she said. She's like, why? She was like, why
would you do this?
I think she's got the hardest mindset of the characters for us to like get into because she's dealing with so much.
Yeah.
She's gay. She's pregnant. She lost a child. Like,
her family
I feel like she's shutting herself away because it's like I really have to focus on getting the church together because they're trying to work on a record to get the money back into the church. So she's like, look, let me distract myself with this and push all that to the side. And I understand.
She always feels like she's the last one to know anything.
Yeah,
yeah, but she's the baby of the family.
She is.
Like, it's almost like one of those things where you have to...
No, because...
First world problems. Are you the baby of the family?
That's
what it is.
So I'm like...
So are you a
I'm the only child.
Oh, okay.
So I have. So I don't that, have these
that
problems.
A lot. Yeah. And then what are you?
Don't shock of the one, only child.
That's right.
There's so many only children at AfterBuzz.
The parents NBA were smart.
Yeah. And they're like, we're done.
Right. I'm like, damn.
How many siblings do you have?
I have one other and I'm the oldest.
See, I have one other too. A sister. Is it sister or brother?
A brother. A younger brother. But I run things. So
see, and that's how she like, she's such a big sister and she'll like bully me on social media, but she doesn't realize that she's bullying me. She like just does that big sister thing and like you'll tell her and it's like, but I'll still be like sensitive to it, but she's like, girl, I'm not even doing nothing. Like, what do you mean to me? And I'm like, you don't understand. You're embarrassing me. Like, it's like still that dynamic, but it's like a grown up version of that big sister, little sister.
I learned my lesson because I used to cuss my brother out all the time. And then I realized, you're grown. My bad.
Shout out, Phoebe. I love you.
Aww.
I don't know. It's questionable between me and my brothers. We'll see how it goes. So, let's talk about Henry McCready, who's the father of it all. This dude.
Yeah.
I love him in episode one when Mac goes to jail and he comes to church. He's like, well, you put him in jail, so now you take it.
First of all, in season one, I already felt something weird between father and May.
Yeah.
And even Oprah's character, Matt. Like, I felt something weird was happening because May didn't want her father there.
Right.
Then I said, wait a minute, what if? And then in season two, you get the sense that he abused May.
Because her reaction when he came in that church in season one, the reaction was so visceral.
Yeah, she was like, don't you give him no money. I was like, Whoa, you better get that in. I felt something, you know, the siblings alone don't get along between Mac, Mavis and May. They don't get along. And I'm like, there's something rooted there. Their mother's dead, father's alive, but you can tell he wasn't the greatest
all the time.
That hospital visit was I just kept thinking to myself, I hope it was physical violence. I hope it was physical violence.
I had a feeling.
It doesn't go any further than that.
I had a feeling because when Mavis told her, she's like, you knew and you looked away just like you always do.
Yeah.
I had a feeling something was going on. I'm like, I feel like dad.
Yeah, but I don't think Mavis knew that the father was abusing her.
Yeah.
But I feel like she knew about her daughter. I mean, she said she doesn't know, but I feel like she was abused, mm-hmm. and yeah. she looked the other way yeah. when yeah. she heard her daughter and was being abused. Because
it
was
is like, May the older yeah. sibling?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and, that's, the old, and that sucks because I feel like May did all of that to protect
Mavis.
And
Mavis
yeah.
has no idea.
Yeah, and Mavis,
she didn't
right.
want Mavis to be abused.
And that's, yeah. exactly. I would love to see that come out because Mavis yeah. hates her sister. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
I think Mavis
exactly.
needs to hear that.
Yeah.
Because just her whole thing of like, you've had the perfect life. You don't right. have daddy. You were
you
doing
went
this,
fishing. Right. Yeah.
Not knowing that, well, and this is what was happening.
Actually going on. Because she had to find closure. They do need to find closure. But now Mavis is like, I'm going to St. Louis.
Yeah.
I'm probably
yeah.
trying
I'm
to
taking
Alonzo.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Mavis is getting drunk, sleeping with Alonzo.
Well, yeah. It's because she lost the bar, and I feel so bad because it's literally Max Pool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm taking you down, you down.
And that's
you.
Your brother.
Yeah.
That's a damn shame.
But it's interesting how they played the color dynamic mm-hmm. between May, well, all three of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting how they played that dynamic, and then it's so, what it seems like, you know, it's not confirmed yet, that Henry pretty much slept with May. Mm-hmm. But how the conversation is in the hospital, it seemed like it was just fellatio.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't get all that.
Yeah, it seemed like.
I mean,
because how they said certain things, it
yeah,
seemed like he
the
didn't.
Context.
It just, it seemed like. It was
like, how you used to take care of
me. You always was sweet to me. I'm like, oh,
yeah. See,
God.
That was it's kind of one of those things like, oh, May, come and lay on my lap. And
yes.
then, you know, oh, May, oh, my pants is undone. Here's yeah. my penis.
I feel like Blue Leaf is like the 2017 version of Eve's Bayou. Because, of course,
Lynn Whitfield
is in Eve's Bayou.
Yep.
And daddy issues with Samuel L. Jackson mm-hmm. and Megan Good. And there was the aunt who did the voodoo. I'm like,
yeah.
this is like Southern Family. Took place in the 60s. Uh-huh. But I felt like May and her father, he was... Damn it, I knew it! I'm like...
Yeah.
But the thing is, I wonder how Mac... Like, did Mac see it? Because
right.
It's not a genetic thing.
Well, remember
so.
When Mac,
yeah.
you know, Mac says, as he's talking to the young girl in his house in season
yeah.
one, he tells the young girl, you know, my sister's left. My father left. I was 12 years old at home, and his mother
yeah.
was an alcoholic. So I wonder if he did see his dad
abuse other girls.
Abuse
yeah.
other girls.
Yeah.
Which I don't think it stopped with May. So
right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because it has to come from somewhere. And like you said, I mean, it's not genetic. I mean,
just,
unless
maybe
somebody comes out with science.
Yeah.
But I would hope. I don't know. That
unless
would kind
the
of,
mother abused Mac.
Could have. Because he was, you know, he's, oh.
That's not, that's.
No, I think it was, I think he probably just watched his father abuse these women.
Or even the father abusing them.
Because maybe the father.
Because the mother was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Just like Mavis is alcoholic. And he says he was 12 and he had to be the man of the house at 12. So
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
oh, I hope that.
So like maybe the father left and he was doing his thing and the mother's like, I'm not going to get another man. And this is the man in
that
the house.
That would be too
so.
Much. So both
but that happens.
Why
not? But you know, stuff like that happens in America. Everywhere. Like kids getting abused. Kids get abused by their parents.
Yeah.
It sucks, but they do. And
your
biological
parents, which is so...
Yeah,
it's
you've
like
seen it in Precious, firsthand in the movie Precious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mothers and fathers, not just men, women do it to their
yeah.
kids too.
Yeah.
And it's sad that that happens. So I can see it because now he's an abuser.
Mm-hmm.
And
usually it's a nurtured behavior. You don't just... You like it has to be something that someone saw at
right.
some point.
Yeah.
Just like when children molest other children,
mm-hmm.
it's something that happened to them, and that's why it continues into a cycle.
Right.
Where it's like, okay, I'm growing up, and I think that this is okay, so
right.
I'm going to do it to the next kid.
Go on,
so.
The most disturbing part about it was the father still doesn't seem to have any realization that it's wrong.
Yeah,
like Mac is like unapologetic, and he knows he's like
right.
awful,
right.
but the father like he thinks it's just. This is how
he's like, I guess
going.
I do owe you a favor.
Yeah,
you've been
like,
so sweet to me.
To
I'm
me.
Like, oh, Dad, come on.
Yeah.
It's so, yeah, it's so.
But another point of women doing what they have to do. And then with Carissa, like, May felt like she had to save her husband and save that church. And she went to the one man who she despises and hates. And they kissed. But we don't know what happened after that. But she felt like she had to do that to save her man.
And we see that a lot with females and just feeling like they have to take on these things and not even. Voice it.
You know?
I think that's why like first wives are so pissed off at husbands, from seeing my friends and seeing TV and seeing all this stuff. It's like they do so much that the husbands don't even know about.
Yeah.
And then now it's like, well, I'm going to, you know, we made it and now I'm moving on. I'm like,
right.
No. You know,
I just
kissed my mistress. Call it a day.
You thought it was a miracle? She said you thought it was a miracle.
And then quickly, I want to say Count Basie, but that's not his name.
Basie's Gangs.
Basie's Skanks.
What a name.
What
yeah, that's Skank. I was like, oh, okay.
His name's Skank.
So turns out that his father was the one who died
in the fire that he caused.
Yeah. That he caused, and he's spent the last 20 years trying
just
to become.
Which to me is so crazy. Like, how do you feel okay with just because you want to be more famous or more popular as a church,
right.
you burn down another church? That's just like.
Well, I think he burned it because...
The bishop?
Yeah.
Yeah, bishop burned the church because the church wasn't bringing in money. So he couldn't get offloaded. Yeah. So it was like a popularity thing at the time.
No, not popularity. Yeah. Just meaning you want the attention to be on you. Like, it gives you... It highlights you as a church because now that church is no longer there. So he burned his church.
He burned his own church.
Sorry, everybody.
He wanted to get the money.
This misunderstanding.
He wanted that money.
Yeah, we're all looking at like, what?
Right, no, that's my misunderstanding.
Yeah, he burned the church down, but he didn't know that Daryl was
inside.
And it sucks because Mac is the one who was like, do you want me to take care of
right.
it?
Right.
Yeah. And he didn't say no. And it's like, why are you, like, I just don't, the reasoning and the logic, especially as Christian people, I understood it though.
Yeah, I did too. Because my, at least from the way I thought about it, like, he's probably, what, 25?
Mm-hmm. Stressed out.
He just got his wife, he just soaked all this money into this church, and they're just losing money.
Right.
And they can't sell it, and they've done everything they can. And all of a sudden, Mac goes, I can take care of it for you.
Yeah. Right.
You know he's going to do something real shady, probably illegal.
This is so extreme.
Like, do your thing.
Because people do that. People burn down their cars, their homes for insurance.
And it might not be something shady. It could have just been something. Like, it's just like saying you were having a situation, remember, your car broke down, whatever, and your friend's like, I got it. And it could have been like, they just called you to Uber.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So,
and like he said, he admitted, he's like, I didn't know Daryl was in it. He's like, I made a mistake. I was young.
Right.
To him, he's going to get some insurance money. Be able to spread the word even further.
Right.
Unfortunately, a man had to die, and Basie spends his whole life becoming a pastor.
Oh, that's my dad.
You know, because his father was the one that was killed, so he spent his whole life becoming this amazing pastor and trying to take down Bishop.
Yeah.
I'm like, you spent all that time just to do that?
Christian people.
And
it's like, wow.
Because you can see the way he said, oh, you're going to be the new pastor to Jacob.
Yes.
I was like, that's odd.
Right.
I thought to myself.
And Jacob didn't even know. Jacob's like, what's going on?
Yeah, Jacob, but he had that plan from before.
Jacob fell for the okie doke because I was like, okay, first of all, come on, Jacob. He wanted to sit in the office with your father and tell him, I'm like, you can't feel something's about to happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when your father's like, no, you can't replace, like, you know, essentially grace is better than you.
Yeah.
I think it's that ego thing, especially being a male.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, well, my father essentially just kicked me out, so where am I going to go?
Yeah, that's the thing. He was like,
but I think his dad was trying to push him, like, you don't have to be in the church. Right. Do something, be great.
Yeah, but
Jacob's mind is like,
he's been
exactly.
And when you see how he kind of came into his own, you kind of go, Bishop, maybe if you had supported him, you wouldn't have been that kind
he
of
did really good at
if
the
you actually
event.
Had actually supported him and given him what he needed.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think he would have flourished. I don't think the person that we see now wouldn't be, like, I could almost see he has definitely a talent for speaking.
Yeah.
That might not have been in the church. He could have, you know, went on to teach. He could have, because his father's encouraging him to do something that he truly loved.
Right.
So he has the gift of speaking, but it might not have been
in the church.
So, predictions.
Ooh, this show's so crazy.
Predictions.
The damn Greenleaf family. Okay, I'll start. My predictions. I think that Gigi's ex-boo, I believe his name is...
Noah.
Yeah.
I believe Noah is not going to marry the girl. Like, they're trying to work it out and they're dating again. I don't think that that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I think as long as Gigi's there, they're going to rekindle their love. I do believe. I feel like the bishop, he feels like something great's happening. He's like, oh yeah, I'm out this. I'm good. But it's like something bad always happens to that family.
Yeah.
And I feel like something bad's going to happen again. Mac is not going to give up, but Gigi's not going to give up chasing down Mac and making sure he goes to jail for the rest of his life for what he did to those young girls. I just want to see May and Gigi at least hug.
Like a real genuine.
I'm like, do you like your daughter? Did you give birth to her? My mind starts to go all the place. I'm like, is that Mavis' daughter? Like, that's where
I
start to go.
That's what I was thinking too.
Did your sister give birth? And that's why you don't really like your daughter? Like, what's the beef? So I would like to see them actually have a real conversation where they're not arguing with each other and be fit. At least have a hug.
I can never forgive my mother though. I I know that's your mom, but that's deep. Like, you watched, and like Mavis said, you knew. You watched this happen, and you did nothing about it. Like, that's my sister.
But
that's your daughter.
But I'd like to even see them have a conversation.
If they ever have a conversation, she goes, oh, I was also abused, and this is why
I couldn't
talk. And
then she will understand. That's what I want, because they never have a... They get in the room, and they're always beefing, and I want them to just have a conversation.
Even when Lady May says, I love you, it just cuts.
It's just feels... Like,
But
Sophia was taking it from her dad. She's like, yeah, you know how I feel. Girl, I thought she was literally going to hug her and be like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. No.
And it's... It's weird.
It's just an endless cycle.
She needs to take a day off. Lady May needs a day off.
No, Lady May needs to pray to Jesus.
Lady May's crazy.
And needs to read something.
Shout out to Lin-Win-Fu. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like Mr. Skanks.
Reverend Skanks.
Reverend Skanks. Yes. He's going to try. This season is going to be all about him taking on Bishop in this church and this family. And I'm kind of hoping that Jacob comes back to the Greenleaf side and helps his dad.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
That's a prediction for me.
I do think that Jacob's going to come back. And I also think that Bishop's, his condition with Parkinson's is going to get worse. And I think that that's going to be a downfall for him. I don't think anything severe will happen to him, obviously, because we have to carry on to the next season. Right. But I do think that he probably is going to, that's going to kind of, either Mac is going to take advantage of that or something, or he's going to try to take over the church in some type of way. Because his pull is just too strong.
Yeah. Predictions. This one's tough.
I know, because we're so early.
Yeah, I guess it's going to be, for me, around Mavis. Mm. Because she's a storm. She's like a complete thunderstorm. I predict that there will be a death. And I don't know. I think Mavis will have something to do with that death. Mm. I don't know if she will die herself or because she's off the rails, essentially, she causes someone else to die.
Right.
Or overdoses.
So, yeah. So it's like either she'll either overdose or she'll cause someone else's death. That is my prediction.
Oprah, don't go.
Oh, gosh.
Oprah's like, I got things to do.
Pretty much. Man. So Gigi, I think the ex-husband or Sophia's father is going to come back because technically she was planning on moving. Now Sophia's back and they didn't really explain that. So I think he's going to come back, realizes, oh my gosh, she's a woman of God and he wants a little bit of that. Rick Fox is coming in. Ugh. Something's happened with that.
Yeah.
I love this Rick Fox. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for Rick Fox. Rick Fox come back, and then also
thank you Jesus.
Thank you Jesus, and then Noah. So I think the three are gonna vibe because you need some. It's so serious. You need some type of calm moment where you can laugh and relieve. So I think that's gonna be an issue. And then obviously, Gigi is gonna be going after Mac this whole time, hanging out posters and stuff. So her and Mac are gonna have some type of thing.
Gigi's crazy.
She is crazy. And I think the turning point for Mac is he's gonna try for another girl, but this girl's mama.
I think it's gonna be Sophia.
He's gonna get shot.
I
think it's gonna be Sophia. I really do because he already did it before.
I remember the first episode one, season one. There was that young lady whose mother wasn't really around. Yep. The little light skinned one. You still don't really see her, and she was at the house drinking with him. And I'm like, all right, Mac. Yeah. So she might pop back up. Mm-hmm. Remember the first girl got pregnant. And had the abortion. So maybe someone else might pop up.
I'll give a good prediction. I predict that Jacob and Carissa's marriage will be pretty good this entire season.
See, me too.
That's my prediction.
I retweet that. Because
we need something positive, something normal.
Yeah. Oh, and I also predict with Kevin and Charity. Oh, God. I feel like Charity will support, but I feel like they're going to become good friends. And she's going to be that person that's like, live your truth.
She might,
let's divorce. You're going to be in the baby's life, but...
Or it might be the threesome, Charity, Kevin, and Jabari.
Why
not? Just throw that out.
Everybody's throw up in
there. It's just, that's, I don't know.
Yeah. I think Mavis is going to die. I definitely, because I just think same thing. Like Oprah has, she's working 60 Minutes. She has a network.
She's like, I got another show.
I gave y'all two seasons.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think she's going to die for sure.
But she was doing that acting this episode.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
The end of season one, the last episode, when her and Lin-Win-Fu were going at it, and they were at the bar, like, get out, and wigs were going. I was like, ladies.
I saw the color purple in this one. When she said, Hot Pole to beat me. I was like, oh, my God. Cameo, bring it back. I literally was like, please, pushing the weeds by. I was like, girl, you better come on with Color Purple. She brought that energy.
That was a scene.
She said, this is the scene, honey. It is Emmy time.
So we'll see how everything goes down. Also, I've been doing the live chat, so kind of check us out on the live chat. Put any of your comments there. I think we all have thick skin, I'm pretty sure.
We're good.
Good, bad, whatever. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you want to add. I also want to start highlighting pastors every week. Mm. So if you guys want us to highlight your pastor, just let us know. We'll do some research, shout them out. I have a good one for next week for y'all. So definitely do that. AfterBuzz TV, iTunes, all that stuff. Leave a comment, all that good stuff. You can find me at TK Trinidad on everything, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, wherever. LinkedIn, everything. Snapchat, So you find me on all of that, and where can they find you?
Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
And again, my name is Raquel Harris. You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV. And I have a vlog that's every Sunday. Please check it out. It's called Raquel Conveys.
Hey, guys. I am Nakia Monet. You can find me at Kiki Boom Boom. I'm also here at Black Hollywood Live with Feud, Girls, AfterBuzz TV on Sunday, and The Breaks on Monday.
Nice.
All right. We will see you next week.
Bye.
God is good. Okay. All the time.
I'm so sick.
Download that crack and hear the Kirk Franklin song. Right.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.